طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. And is this our third or fourth session? Third? Oh, okay, fourth. Third? Let me look at my pages here. Yeah, I thought it was the third one. I don't know.
It is third, huh?
Yeah, this is our third session. This is the third. Let me just correct this here. Oops. Yeah, this is third. Okay. So this is our third session for the fiqh from Mustawa Thani, the second level of the Medina program. And in the previous session, we completed the discussion of wudu, and we also looked quickly at the next topic that we want to cover today, and that is Sifa At-Tayammum. And we looked at it just quickly, just to go over the vocabulary words and to look at the meaning of this brief description that they gave here. And if I remember correctly, I also just read the questions, the tamarin, that come with this particular lesson, so you have a chance to look at those also during the week. All right, so last week I read it, and quickly, of course, and this week, inshallah, we'll get you to read, and we'll go over the meaning of the words again, wa alaykum salam, and try to clarify anything that needs clarification, and then we'll try to start doing the exercises. Somebody, please remind me, about the time. The time for this class is to 3:30, inshallah. So we're going to take yani just until 3:30, and then we'll do yani the third level, Mustawa Thalith, first part of Medina Book 3. Okay, are we on page 7? Sifatut Tayammumi, right? The description of At-Tayammum. At-Tayammum. Yani dry ablution, yani the purification process when a person doesn't have access to water, or yani it would be harmful to them to use it, and so on. Yani we're in a situation where a person is excused from using water, either due to its absence or the inability to use it. Okay, somebody start. Read. Abdul Karim. نعم ينوي التيمم تيم والشد on the mean تيمم. What is the meaning? Okay, the ينوي is what type of word? Is it a noun, a verb, or what? Okay, it's a فعل مضارع, so it means literally what? Huh? He ينوي هو ينوي التيمم. He intends, makes intention for tayammum. Okay, so in this sentence, yani yanwi is a fi'l mudari, and at-tayammum is what? Is the maf'ulun bi, mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is what? Fatha. Okay, yanwi at-tayammum. Second sentence, somebody. Abdul Halim. يُسَمِّ اللَّهَ. That should be with a fatha. The second word should be with fatha. يُسَمِّ اللَّهَ. أي يَقُولُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. Okay, what is the meaning of يُسَمِّ? What is the meaning of سَمِّ? سَمَّ يُسَمِّ. To name or to call someone by a name, or to mention a name. يُسَمِّ اللَّهَ means he mentions the name Allah. He mentions the name of Allah. يعني he makes intention, and then he mentions the name of Allah. A here means what? Meaning. يعني A how does he yusammi Allah? Yani yaqulu, he says bismillah. He does not say bismillahir rahmanir rahim in the beginning of wudu, in the beginning of tayammum, in the beginning of ghusl. No, he doesn't say that. He just mentions the name of Allah. Yusammi Allah ay yaqulu bismillah. Naam, Ahmed. Naam, thalithan, yani the third thing he does is yadribu. What is the meaning of yadribu? To strike or to hit. From varaba, yadribu. He strikes or he hits, he strikes. Bi kaffayhi at-turaba. What does that mean? He strikes the turab, the surface soil, on the surface of the earth, he strikes it, bi kaffayhi. With his two palms. Yani B is a preposition, right? Here it means using. Yani he strikes the turab using with kaffayhi. Kaffayhi originally is al-kaffayn. Kaffayn means two palms. But the noon is deleted because of what? Because it's an idhafa. It's an idhafa to the pronoun. Third person, masculine singular pronoun. He. Yani his. Yadribu bi kaffayhi. Kaffayn, noon is deleted. Kaffayhi. He strikes with his two palms. What does he strike? At-turaba. The surface soil of the earth. What kind of turab? At-tahira. Yani at-tahira is a knot or a sifat describing the turab. What kind of turab? It's pure, clean, pure. So he strikes the clean soil with his two palms. How many times? Darbatan wahidatan. Darbatan wahidatan. Darba means a strike. How many times? One strike. Darbatan wahidatan. So he strikes with his two palms the clean surface soil one time. One striking. One time. It's clear? Number four. Nasir. Naam, yamsahu bihima. What is this bihima? Mean what? Huh? Yes, kafe. With the two of them, meaning the two palms. Yamsahu, from masaha, yamsahu means what? To wipe something. Masah, mas. Like, al-mashu ala al-kuffain, right? Wiping over the kufs, right? Yamsahu, he wipes. Bihima, with the two palms of his hands, what does he wipe? Wajhahu. What is the i'rab of wajhahu here? Mafulun bi. And it's also mudaf, right? It's mudaf to the damirhu. But first it's mafulun bi, it's the object of the verb yamsa. What does he wipe? He wipes his face. Yamsahu. Sa here is mafulun bi, it's the object of the verb yamsa. It's the object of the wiping. What did he wipe? He wiped his face. And he also wiped wa kaffayhi. And he also wiped his two hands again. Kaffayhi originally is kaffayn. Kaffayn. Okay, here, yani kaffayn is clarified. But kaffayn means the palms, up to the wrist. But here it's made clear by what? What follows it. He wipes his face and his two palms ila ruzghaini. Ar-ruzgh means the wrist. Ar-ruzghaini means the two wrists. So he wipes his palms up to the two wrists. Up to the two wrists. Yes, yes. He wipes his hands front and back. Front and back and in between the fingers. Front and back and in between the fingers. He strikes the cafe, right? Naam. One striking. That's it. That's the end. There's no more striking in tayammum. In some of the books, because of a hadith that is not authentic, mentions striking one time for the face and one time for the hands. It's a hadith. But the hadith is da'if. The scholars of hadith say the hadith is da'if. So we don't accept that. Rather, we stick to that which is authentically narrated, one striking. That one striking is both for the face and the hands. Okay, so he strikes one time and then he wipes. with those two palms he wipes his face, and he wipes his two palms. Ila rozgeni. He wipes his hands up to the wrist. Up to the wrist, not further than that. And even that narration that mentions two strikes also mentions wiping up to the elbows. Up to and including the elbows. But what is more correct and more authentically narrated is one striking and only wiping up to the wrist. طيب يمسح بهما وجهه وكفيه إلى الرزغين. Up to the wrist. نعم أحمد. Stop there. يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ عَنْدَ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. What is the meaning? The Muslim makes dry ablution at the time of the absence of water. عَدَمْ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. عَدَمْ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. يعني وجود الماء means the presence of water. عدم وجود الماء means the absence of water. يعني the presence of water, there's no presence of water. عدم وجود. عدم وجود means not present. The water is not present. يتيمم المسلم. The Muslim makes dry ablution عند at the time in the situation or circumstance of عدم وجود الماء, when there's no water present. When there's no water present. Now, read the next sentence, somebody. Musa.
أو تعذر استعماله
إماما أو خوفا. نعم. أو تعذر استعماله لمرض أو خوف. What is the meaning? أو تعذري. يعني the Muslim makes dry ablution at the time when the water is not present, or تعذر. يعني a person is excused, meaning they are unable. They are unable. تعذر is unable, so he is excused due to inability. He is unable to what? استعماله. He is excused from using the water. Person may be excused for some reason. Maybe they have some sickness or other thing that using water would cause harm to them. In that case, they are excused. They are excused from using water. And this excuse might be لمرضٍ, due to sickness, a sickness. أو خوفٍ, or due to fear. يعني some fear that going to the water or using the water, يعني they fear that it may harm them. Maybe the water is polluted. They don't know. Maybe the water is poisoned. Maybe it has something in it that causes harm to the people. If you touch that water or whatever, okay? They fear, yani, either they are excused from using the water due to sickness, because they are sick and they can't use the water, or due to fear, for some reason they fear to use the water, whatever it may be. In that case, yani, there's no water present, or the person is excused from using the water. يعني تعذر استعماله. استعمال means using it. استعمال, they are excused from using it, using the water. تعذر يعني استعماله, they are excused from using it. لي, due to مرض, sickness, أو خوف or fear. نعم عبد الرحمن. Any خوف, it's general, khawf. Yani meaning, if a person has fear of something, for some reason he can't use the water or get to the water because of some fear of something dangerous. So, okay, Allah doesn't yani require you to subject yourself to danger. In that case, you're excused. Ta'adhur. You have an udhur. You have an excuse not to use the water. Either due to sickness or due to fear of something. Now, yeah, no, the man had a wound on his head, and he told him to, you have to take a ghusl and wash your head with water, and that caused him to die.
He told him to die or something like that.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The Prophet said, "You killed him."
Right.
Naam. Okay, so Naam, Nasir.
So the root word ta'azzur, what is that?
Udhr, Ain. Udhr, Ain, Thal, Ra. Udhr.
So that's which category of the verb?
No, ta'azzur is not, ta'azzur is not a verb. Ta'azzur is what? A masdar. Ta'azzur is a masdar. Which bab? Yeah, okay, the verb, this masdar, the verb that it comes from is what? Tafa'ala. Ta'azzara. Ta'azzara. Yata'azzaru. Ta'azzara. Tafa'ala. Tayyib. Okay, now let's read one more time. Okay, let's read one more time. Somebody else who didn't read. Read the first line. Somebody who didn't read. Mustafa. Naam, sifatu at-tayammumi. Tayammumi, why is it kasra? Mudawfun ilayhi. Mudawfun, this is idafa construction. Naam, read the first line. Naam, yanwi at-tayammuma. Meaning he what? He intends to make dry ablution. Number two, somebody who didn't read. Naam, Abdul Haq. Naam, yusammi allaha with fatta. Ay, yaqulu bismillah. Meaning, anybody? He mentions the name Allah. That is, he says, bismillah. He says, bismillah. Number three, somebody who didn't read. Naam, Abdul Rahman. يضرب بكفيه التراب الطاهرة ضربة واحدة. Meaning, anybody? He strikes the pure soil with his two palms, كفيه, one time, ضربة واحدةً. Number four, somebody who didn't read. Naam, Muhammad. Naam, yamsahu bihima wajhahu wa kaffayhi ila ruzghayni. Meaning, anybody?
He wipes with the two of them,
his face and his two hands up to his wrists. And the last line, somebody who didn't read. Everybody read? Yes. Fadl, go ahead. Shray. نعم يتيمم المسلم عند عدم وجود الماء. Meaning anyone? The Muslim performs dry ablution at the time of the absence of water. Somebody read the last part of this sentence. نعم, anybody? مرض, not مري, نعم مرض
أو خوف.
نعم لمرض أو خوف, يعني أو تعذر, يعني he makes تيمم in what situation? When there is no water present, or when he is unable, يعني he is excused from using it. تعذري استعمالي, he's excused from using it due to sickness or fear. نعم, any question? نعم. The root word? Samma yusammi. Yani seen, mean. Huh?
I didn't get
Naam. يسمى يسمي نعم نعم What about the verb فعل طيب All right, any other question? يعني شد comes from مزيد باب فعل يفعل سمى يسمي طيب okay, any question? All right, let's look at the exercises then, okay? In brief, right? The tayammum in brief, يعني according to this brief description here, the Muslim, يعني intends to perform tayammum, dry ablution. So when he makes that intention in his mind, in his heart, then he mentions the name of Allah saying, Bismillah. Then he strikes the earth, the pure earth, one striking with the palms of his hands. And then he wipes his face and his hands up to his elbows. Yani, using the two hands that he just, and some of the narrations of Hadith mentions that he shook the dust off his hands. And some of the narrations of Sahih in Bukhari, it mentions that he blew the dust off his hands. In any case, those are details, and this is the summary of it. Yani, he strikes the earth one time, and then he wipes his face and hands up to the wrists. And he says, finally, after that description of Tayammum, he says, Yani, when is it used? Yani, a person makes Tayammum, he's entitled to make Tayammum. Yani, it's allowed, it's permissible to make tayammum in the absence of water or when a person is excused from using it due to sickness or fear. Okay, tamarin, exercises. The first exercise, it says, Uktub sifatu tayammum. Uktub sifata tayammumi. Naam. Mustafa. We're not going to write it right now, but you're going to write it on your own time. Right now, we're just going to recite it from our memories, right? A memory, no. We'll help you if you need help, don't worry. Yanwi at-tayammuma.
Yusammillaha.
Ay, yakulu bismillah. Naam. Yadribu bikafayhi. What does he yadrub? التراب what kind of تراب
الطاهرة
نعم ضربة واحدة and four after striking the earth then he does what with those hands يمسه
بهما
وجهه وكفيه إلى رزغيني نعم جيد أحسنت ما شاء الله صفة التيمم ينوي التيمم
ينوي التيمم يسمي الله أي يقول بسم الله
نعم after intention يسمي الله أي يقول بسم الله نعم
يضرب بكفيه التراب الطاهر ضربة واحدة
يضرب بكفيه التراب الطاهر ضربة واحدة نعم and finally he said what يمسح بهما وجهه وكفيه إلى الرزغين somebody else one more نعم موسى ينوي التيمم يسمي الله أي يقول بسم الله يضرب بكفيه التراب الطاهرة
ضربة واحدة
يمسه بهما وجهه
وكفيه
إلى رزغين نعم okay يعني part of this exercise is reading يعني practicing reading correctly And part of it is understanding what we are reading. And part of it is understanding the grammatical rules that are involved here. And part of it also is increasing and strengthening our memory by trying to memorize some of these things. We memorize, Yani. Memorizing helps to strengthen your mind, your brain. Memorizing. It makes your thinking ability sharp. and it enables you to retain information by practicing memorization, just like practicing running, jumping, push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. It requires practice. So please try, if you can, to memorize sometimes. What we are learning. Okay, so this is the first question. Second question, kam darbatan yadribu al-mutayammimu al-turab al-tahir bikaffayhi. Kam darbatan. What is the meaning? How many strikes? Yadribu al-mutayammimu. How many strikes does the mutayammim? What is the mutayammim? The one who is making dry ablution. How many times does that person strike? Yadribu at-turab at-tahira. The pure surface soil. Bi kafayhi. How many times? Somebody. Naam. Darbatan wahidatan. Anybody else? Have a different way of expressing it? Same meaning though. Don't get away from that meaning. Naam. Now yadribu al-mutayammimu kam al-turaba al-tahira bikaffayhi marratan wahidatan. Naam, Ahmed. Yadribu al-mutayammim bikaffayhi al-turaba al-tahira marra wahida. Naam. All right, third question. This is very important. The second question is a very important question, right? Because a lot of times in fiqh books they mention two strikings. So this is very important. There's one striking. That is what is authentically narrated. Inshallah, I'll try to send some notes concerning this with some of the fiqh and some of the hadith related to this topic. Question number three. مَلَ عَضَاءَ أَلَّتِي يَمْسَحُهَا. What is the meaning of al-a'adha'a? Parts, limbs of the body, the parts of the body. Ma al-a'adha. What are the members, the limbs, the parts of the body? Allati yamsahuha. What are the parts of the body that what? Which he wipes them. Which he wipes them. What are the parts of the body which he wipes? Naam, Mustafa. Yamsahu bikafehi wajhahu. طيب وكفيه إلى رزغين إلى رزغيه. نعم. ها الأعضاء التي يمسحها الوجه والكفين or with alif lam, wal kaffain, or without alif lam, wa kaffayhi. Naam. Wal kaffain or wa kaffayhi. Naam. Naam. You wrote something. Go ahead. Yamsahu bihima. Wajhahu. وَكَفَيْهِ إِلَى رُزْغَيْنِ. Perfect. طيب, number four. Question number four. مَتَى يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ. مَتَى يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ. Naam, somebody who didn't answer the question. Who's that? Abdul Haq. I forgot you were here. Abdul Haq is quiet today. Yeah, I know. You're in between two Mustafa, huh? That's the problem. You got them on both sides of you. They got you under control today. Okay, no problem. Naam. Yeah, when does the Muslim make dry ablution? يَتَمَمَّوْا الْمُسْلِمُ عِنْدَ عَدَمِ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ عِنْدَ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. Notice that this is two idafas, right? عَدَمِ وُجُودِ. That's مُضَافٌ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. And وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ is مُضَافٌ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. عَنْدَ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. Yani he makes dry ablution at the time when there's no water present. Somebody answer the rest of the question. Huh? عند التعذر تعذر عند تعذر استعماله لمرض أو خوف. يعني he makes dry ablution at the time when there's no water present, or when he's excused, because he's excused due to inability to use the water. Due to the first reason is what? And he has some sickness, and the other reason, due to fear. Five. This is page 7, page 8. Page 8, B. Second part of the questions. Page 8. First question, under Ba, ما معنى يسمي وما ماضيه. يعني, what is the meaning of this question? ما معنى يسمي. What is the meaning of this word yusammi? وَمَا مَاضِيهِ. And what is its past tense? مَاضِيهِ. What is its past tense? نعم. What is the meaning of yusamma? نعم. مَعْنَى يُسَمِّي. نعم. معنى يسمي أي يقول بسم الله. يعني we mean in the context of تيمم. Now in the context of تيمم, يعني the meaning of يسمي أي يقول بسم الله. Otherwise in general it means to mention the name, or to call someone by a name, or to name somebody with a name. يعني سماه أحمد. يعني he named him Ahmed, for example. نعم. موسى. And its past tense, ماضيهِ, is سمى, with شد on the meme. سمى يسمي. نعم, this is from باب فعل يفعل. Huh? I didn't hear you. ألف مكسورة, yeah, ألف مكسورة. سمى يسمي. طيب, the second question, اقرأ المثال ثم أكمل الجملة التي تليه على غراره. يعني اقرأ المثال, what is the meaning? Read the example, ثم أكمل الجملة, and then complete the sentences التي تليه, which come behind it, which follow it, على غراره. On its pattern, same pattern. Read the example and then complete the sentence which follow the example. على غراره, on its same pattern. Okay, المثال يضرب التراب الطاهرة بكفيه ضربة واحدة. يضرب يعني المتيمم يضرب التراب الطاهرة. يعني he strikes the clean surface soil بكفيه, with his two palms, ضربة واحدة, one time. We're going to use the same pattern, يعني with that which follows in the sentences. Okay, first one. نعم, موسى.
نسيت وسجدت سجدة واحدة.
نعم, نسيت meaning I forgot. وسجدت, and I prostrated. سجدتن واحدتن. One prostration. And I prostrated one prostration. يعني one time. طيب. B. Ahmed. نظرت إليه. Meaning? I looked at it, or I looked at him, نظرة واحدة. نظرة واحدة. And I looked at him one time. جيم. نعم, ذو كريم. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. نعم، دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. Meaning دفعت دفعت means to push. دفعت I pushed the door دفعة واحدة one time and it opened. خلاص no need to push it again. نعم دل عبد الحق. غسلت نعم غسلت الثوب غسلة واحدة. غسلة واحدة يعني meaning I washed the garment one washing. غسلة واحدة. Now, any question about what is happening here? Basically, yani, the point is that we are seeing how something is emphasized. Yani, like for example, يضرب التراب مرة واحدة. يضرب ضربة. يضرب ضربة. ضربة is from what? From the verb ضرب يضرب. Same thing. Nasitu was sajadtu. Sajadtu from the verb sajada. Sajdatan. Wahidatan. Dafa'a nadartu. Nadratan. Nadartu. The verb nadara. Nadartu. Nadratan. Dafa'atu. Dafa'atan. Ghasaltu. Ghaslatan. Wahidatan. This is the manner of emphasizing something. It's a manner of emphasizing something. I washed it one washing. Yani by using the noun that comes from the verb. Yani غسلتُ غسلةً دفعتُ دفعةً نظرتُ نظرةً. Using that word that came from the verb to emphasize. Yani that action, emphasis. Okay, this is the end of this particular exercise for this chapter. If there's a question. And if there's a question related to this, we can entertain it. Otherwise, we're going to look quickly at the next chapter so you have a chance to look at it during the week. We just look through it quickly. Naam.
Tayammum has three obligations.
Naam?
Tayammum has three obligations.
What are they?
It's in our intention.
Intention?
Then, masa of the wadhud, masa of the aturist.
Okay, he said it has. There's intention, wiping the face and wiping the hands. What's missing? Darba. Darba al ard. Yeah. Yes, there's a hadith, but it's not authentic. I'll try to find the hadith for you so that we can see the hadith, that's better. Okay? And this is not a fiqh class, but in fiqh class, of course, we have to bring all the evidences and the references and what the scholars said about them so we know it's da'if, it's sahih, it's hasan, whatever. But this is not really a fiqh class. But inshallah, I'll try it. Somebody send me a reminder, email. I'll bring the hadith, yani where this is mentioned, striking twice up to the elbows. All of this is mentioned in a hadith. But the hadith is not authentic. Naam.
The dust doing this, or is it part of the
part of it? It's part of it, yes. It's not mandatory, it's not essential, but it is mentioned. Yani it's from the sunnah that a person, when they strike the earth, they should shake the dust off their hands or blow it off before they wipe their face and hands. That's from the sunnah. So yes, we should do it. Inshallah, I'll bring the hadith about this. Also, I'll try to find all of those hadith. But again, like all the details of it, it will take a long time for us to discuss. Maybe a few classes. Yani, we'll just be talking about that. But anyway, if we find the references for it, you can just read them on your own. And that will be sufficient. As opposed to, yani, taking, because our class here is for fiqh. But it's also for Arabic, so we don't want to get too off balance with the fiqh and forget about the Arabic. Naam. Naam, when you wipe, yani you should wipe over both hands. Yani wipe over both hands, meaning that you are wiping, and at the same time, yani you're wiping with the palm, the back of the hand, so that means the palm and the back are being wiped here, and when you wipe with the other one, the palm and the back of this hand is being wiped here. So you're wiping the whole of your hand, front and back, each one wiping the other one. Okay, and in between the fingers also. In any case, inshallah, next week hopefully I'll try to, you know, find the references for all of this, and then that way, and we can just read through it quickly. But yani, just so we have a few minutes left, right? And just so that we don't leave here without looking, taking a quick look at the next topic, which is Sifatu. It's on same page 8, Sifatu al-Ghusli min al-Janabati, which means description of washing from the major impurity, al-janaba, yani from, yani some kind of sexual activity. طيب, al-janabatu hiya al-hadathu al-akbar. Al-janaba, it is al-hadathu al-akbar, major impurity, major state of impurity. وهو نزول المني. And it is the, yani coming out, or descending, yani from the person, yani al-mani, the seminal fluid, bishahwatin, yani due to sexual excitement or sexual desire, min al-dhakari aw al-untha, from the male or the female, bijima'in, should be, we'll correct it next week, bijima'in, by sexual relations or nahwihi, yani bijima'in aw nahwihi, meaning by actually having sexual relations, sexual intercourse, or that which is like it, some type of sexual activity. Yanwi al-ghusla min al-janaba. Okay, so the person, the first thing he does, what? Make intention. They have intention to make a washing from al-janaba, the major state of sexual impurity. Yusammi allaha, then they mention the name Allah. Yaghsilu kaffayhi thalathan, then he washes his two palms three times. Yadribu al-ma'a, I'm sorry, yasubbu, I'm not seeing well. يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ, then he pours the water, بِيَمِينِهِ, with his right hand, عَلَى شِمَالِهِ, then he pours the water from the water container, holding it with his right hand, pouring it over the left hand. فَيَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ, and the first thing that he does, what? Is that he washes the private area, or she washes the private area first, in the beginning of ghusl, and you have to mention the name of Allah, and washing the two hands, then the water should be taken in the right hand, and poured over the left hand. Left hand being used to wash the private parts. The left hand should be used to wash the private parts. يَتَوَضَّعُ كَمَا يَتَوَضَّعُ لِلصَّلَاةِ, then he makes ablution in the same way that he makes ablution for salat. Yani full ablution. Yani this is not a complete description, but this is the general description that's given. Yani most of the descriptions, we'll talk about some of the details next week, but we just want to read what we have here. يَصُبُّ الْمَا بِيَمِينِهِ عَلَى شِمَالِهِ فَيَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ, so he pours the water from the right hand over the left hand to wash the private parts with the left hand. Then he makes ablution, this complete ablution like you make for salat. يُفِيدُ الْمَاءَ عَلَى بَدَنِهِ, then he pours water over the body, over the whole body. يَحُثْ, يعني يَحُثِي الْمَاءَ, or يَحْثِي الْمَاءَ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ ثَلَاثًا, then he also, يعني pours water over the head three times, but pouring the water over the head, yani the person should also rub the fingers to the scalp to make sure that the water reaches the scalp of the head. Three times. يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ, then he washes his two feet. فِي مَكَانًا آخَر, yani in another place. Meaning if the person was standing here taking a ghusl, when they finish the ghusl, they should step out of that place where they're standing and wash their feet in another place, عند الحاجة, if there's a need for that. كما لو كانت الأرض طينا, يعني in such a situation as if you were standing on, يعني طين, يعني the, يعني طين means dirt, yeah, يعني the dirt, يعني the soil, and if a person was standing in some dirt or in sand or something like this where the water from the ghusl will make a mud and they'll be standing in mud, then they should step from that place and wash their feet. Yani he said, and al-haja, meaning if there's a need. If there's no need, maybe you're standing in the bathroom in a shower stall or something like this, no need to step to another place, right? Because there's nothing, hopefully, still there, right? It goes down the drain. But if a person does it anyway, just because the Prophet ﷺ did it, then it's good, and it's no harm, even though there may not be any need. Huh? And and you did what? A person is in a bathroom and did what? A complete wudu, Uh-huh.
He doesn't have to wash his feet again at the end.
Doesn't have to. And if there's some hadith that mention here, washing, making the wudu, complete wudu like for salat, and didn't mention washing the feet again. And there are other narrations that mention washing the feet again. So that's why they said here, and al-hajah, and if there's a need. If there's no need, you don't have to wash it again. This is a point about which there's some difference of opinion. Perhaps we'll look at a little bit of it, but not in detail. And the washing it again is not a necessity. If the person has washed their feet when they made ablution, complete ablution, then it's not a necessity to wash it. Except if they are standing in some dirt or soil or sand, in which case they will be in mud, then they should step out of the place and wash their feet again. In any case, there's some difference of opinion about it. We may look at it a little bit. And the last line, and in the last minutes that are remaining, يَتَيَامُنُ يَتَيَامُنُ يعني the person, he does what? He gives preference to the yameen. يعني in this process, he gives preference, precedence to the right. أي يبدأ بغسل بغسل الجانب الأيمن من جسده ثم الأيسر يعني meaning that he begins by washing the right side of his body, then the left. يعني يتيامنو means that when he's washing, he washes the right side first. يعني just like in wudu, when you wash your hands, you wash يعني the right hand up to the elbow 3 times, then the left hand up to the elbow. You wash the right foot up to the ankles 3 times, then the left foot up to the ankles 3 times, giving preference to the right side. And likewise, in ghusl from janaba, person pours water over their whole body, the right side first, and then the left side. Okay, this is the general description of ghusl min al-janaba. There may be some details that we can add to it from some of the hadith. Yani various hadith. We'll find that when we read the hadith that are authentic in Bukhari and Muslim in the books of hadith, we'll find that in some narrations, the person mentions something in general, and another narration they mention in detail. And some narration they mention something that's not mentioned in another one. So when you put them together, then we come with a little bit more complete description, but this is the general description. And we have maybe like 1 minute, so I just want to run through the exercises just quickly. And next week we'll go over them in detail, but just so you have an idea, if somebody wants to attempt to do some of them for homework on your own, no problem. And the first question on page 9, Uktub Sifat al-Ghusl min al-Janaba, write out the description of Ghusl from Janaba. Second question, أي عضو يغسل أي عضو يغسل المغتسل من الجنابة في بداية الغسل. Which member, which part of the body does the person performing ghusl wash? The person performing ghusl from janaba, which part, which member of the body do they wash first? في بداية الغسل, in the beginning of the ghusl. What's the first part of the body that's washed first? Number 3, بأي يد يصب الماء. Which hand do you use to pour the water for washing over that member of the body first? وَبِأَيِّ يَدٍ يَغْسِلْ فَرْجَهُ, and with which hand does a person wash the private part? And كَمْ مَرَّ يُحْثِي عَلَى رَأْسِهِ, how many times does a person pour water over the head? And on page 10, question number 5, أَيْنَ يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ, where does he wash his feet? يعني at the end of the ghusl. And under ba, question number 1, هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية, give the past tense of the following verbs, يعني يسب يحثي يفيد يتوضع. And number 2, هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية, give the plurals of the following nouns, فرج, قدم, and بدن. And these are the questions that we're going to deal with next week, inshallah. But first, يعني the first thing we're going to do next week is we're going to read يعني the description of ghusl min al-janaba a few times and go over the meanings of the words carefully, and any grammatical points that may need to be explained, we'll deal with them in the beginning of the class. And then after that, we'll try to do the questions that are attached to yani badan. It means the body, jasad, same as jasad, the body. Naam.